Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Listen,
what's
y'all.
Up?
What's popping, popping, popping? We are back in the building.
Back in the building.
Guess what, y'all? We got Two Real back with us today.
Yes, Two Real in the building.
We got Two Real back. Two Real is back.
Come
we want Two Real, first of all, we want you to know that we truly love you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
I wish I could be here more.
You are a part of us.
You are
and,
loved.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, I don't want to do nothing about it.
Not one thing,
I need to come full swing because I'm over here doing this real estate. I don't know if this is my real calling now. I'm doing this. I'm like, maybe I need to go do something different. You just never know when God calls you to do different things.
Sometimes you go
to a whole different direction. Yeah, I really feel like he's pulling me toward a different direction.
Get ready, because next year we're going to be hitting the streets for real.
Oh, I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
So get ready.
Okay. I know these H-Town streets, so okay. they ain't going to okay. be hard to okay. do.
So y'all know me.
Yes, how, Lady
how,
Free.
And how we gets down. My name is Lady Free.
I'm your boy,
all
Pastor.
Day.
And we got
Two Real in
two
the building.
Real in
yes,
the building. We always
yes.
got to make sure we introduce.
Yes, that's right.
So, y'all, today we have a fireball for you.
Yes.
Today's hot topic is we really need our daddy. We really need our daddy.
Well, listen, y'all. First of all, we're going to jump. We got to jump straight in, you know,
because
the conversation gets so good till we don't want to waste no time. And before we know it, this hour will be up. So we're going to jump right into it.
My provoking, hey, baby.
My baby girl, listen,
we'll
be in Atlanta next week. So get at us so we can see you for real.
Yes.
So listen, first and foremost, I want to start by saying this and then y'all can piggyback going in. I want to say this. The father figure in the home has been replaced by social media. It has been replaced by the government. It has been replaced by single parentism.
The isms.
And it's an ism. Mm. And the cause is great. The effect of what this cause is causing is greatly affecting our society and our generation today because of what the authoritative figure in the household being taken out of it. It is truly being replaced.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Do y'all want to piggyback on that real quick?
Lady Free.
Well, I mean, when I think of that, it's like the word that came to me was when you said the authority figure.
Yeah.
There is a figure that needs to be prevalent in the lives of our children.
Yep.
And that is that authority of disciplinaryism. That's one of the isms. When you don't have that, when you only have the nurture, and then you have the mother who is, we discipline. As mothers, we do discipline.
Yes.
But the discipline, when it comes, you know how some women say, I'm mommy and daddy. But when it comes as a form of her trying to pretend to be or trying to be effective like a father, then we get real rough. We get real tough. And we think that's what the child is missing from the father, but not so.
But it's hard to be both because that means you would have to have two organs.
Well, the mom is just built.
What we're not talking about is for physical.
Really?
Baby.
But the mom is just built to be a nurturer. Even a young girl, when she's very small and she's born first and she has brothers, she's already nurturing the baby brother. It just comes in a woman.
It's who we
are. At the same time, I think, Pastor Jay, you're referring to more like we're missing the structure of a male in the home in general, which is having a profound effect in all aspects of life. Because I actually do deal with children as well on a regular basis now. And I just, you can just see the difference between children who have both their parents in their home and that structure. You can see there's just something about a male's dominance that puts those boys in line, because when those same kids that I deal with go into the classroom and get wild, as soon as they go to PE and see that male coach, all that changes. That's just from classroom to PE. And that's just how huge a male being in home is in today, just in general.
It's so key that you say that, because what happens now is what we do is the whole purpose of the male figure was to really create God's purpose that he had for man. And that purpose was supposed to be spread out amongst the land. But what happens today is that purpose has been replaced for emotion. So what we're allowing to happen is emotions to now take forward inside of men. Because what men now deal with is their emotions more than they deal with their purpose.
So do you think that, let me say this, is what I'm hearing you say is that emotion is taking the place of purpose now?
Yes.
Yep.
Because what happens is, I see it on a daily basis, especially coming from little boys, you know, they whine for what they want. And what we, instead of understanding to show them that you don't emotionally cry to get what you want.
Right.
Yeah. So what we're raising is this young man who now, when he gets older, because now if you allow him to do this, what happens is now he is this same young man who you allow to be emotional.
Trained him that way.
You train him now to, when he gets into a relationship, what he's more so worried about is how you as a woman or his better half deals with how he feels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're not giving him, if you're not fulfilling his emotion, then there's a conflict. Yep. So now what you like is, what is your purpose? Yep. So you're standing there frustrated, dealing with this emotional man, and you have nothing to help.
Yep.
Right, because once you get married, you become his helper. And as a helper, women for some reason feel like we have to help them through their emotional baggage. And God wanted us to help them with their purpose. But we spend so much time helping emotionally with the emotional damage. And that's true. We spend a lot of time helping with emotional damage, emotional moods. And he was taught that, oh, well, he going through something right now. And now he's a grown man. And when he go through something, he get in his funk. And this is not to bash, man. This is just reality. We speak
And some of which I'm speaking
from experience, to the point where it's like, I'm here to help you fulfill the purpose God has for you in your life. But I seem to find myself more so fulfilling, okay, this how you made me feel.
But we already know that this is a generational thing. Because back when our parents' parents were growing up, boys were going to work at a young age to provide for their family. And the woman was staying at home with the kids, and the man was going out and taking care of the household. And there was so much more respect for one another because each person knew their place,
knew their role, right?
And now with society, they've pushed it to where they want to separate, like Pastor Jay said in the past, break up the household. You don't need a man, you don't need a woman, y'all could do it all on your own, when that's just not how it's supposed to be from the very beginning. Right. Like you said, the foundation is the key, and that's having that structure of a male in the home no matter what. But society today is pushing the man out when he needs to be bringing the man in. Women, we need to be going to get men, be with men, to get that structure and that help and that support. Even if you're not in a relationship, just having a male friend to be a part of your life, you know, to talk to your boys if you're a single mom, or a female to talk to your sons if you're a single dad. We all still need to come together, because it takes a village to raise children.
And it's nothing like for a young girl to be loved by her dad. And I'm going to say this, because my father was in the home, yet my father was very busy because he's a pastor. So he was always doing ministry somewhere, doing God's work, which is a good thing. However, as a little girl, and I have three sisters, we all felt that that missing piece of just needing and wanting him to be there, wanting to be loved on and hugged. Now, when we did get it, my father is an awesome father.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I feel like because I did have him, Yeah. I understand my value. I understand my worth, especially growing up now, more so as an older one. I mean, as mm-hmm. I matured in my older age, yeah. I understand my value. I understand my worth. And there's certain things I did grab from my father, even just watching him. Yeah. His work ethic, his integrity, his the way he took care of us with never, ever hearing him complain about what he had to do, how much bills were, never.
Oh, yeah. Never. And you hear that so often. I mean, I witness where someone, you know, your kids, oh, well, I got to pay for this and I got to pay for that.
And we put that on
parent,
our kids.
As a parent, that's just what you right. do. You just, that's your responsibility. A child shouldn't even know your struggles. Your goal is to raise that child, provide a stable household. They shouldn't know about the bills. Yeah, they need to know about life itself and you got to work hard to get these things. But their goal is focus on their grades and,
you're gonna
you
learn
know,
that,
be kids,
you're gonna
you know?
Learn that soon enough, yeah.
Yeah.
But not as kids.
Lasagna, hey, Lasagna, how you doing? She's
Hey,
Tanisha.
Welcome, Sonya. Sadie Crane.
Sadie Crane.
My cousin.
Mama P. What's up,
Mama? Mama Pearly, we love you guys.
Aunt Liza, what's going on?
My cousin Ashley is on the phone.
Hey,
I mean,
Ashley.
I'm talking on the phone, on the line. Welcome in, Ashley.
Your cousin. That's Ashley Jones.
Oh.
Your cousin.
Hey, yeah. I thought there was the other Ash. I can't see. Okay, y'all know.
Emotion.
I can't
so Lasagna said, back. Emotions are taking away responsibility.
Amen.
Yes,
that she
yes,
nailed it.
It.
She nailed yes. it.
So, okay,
so,
that is Ash.
So the thing hey, is, girl. And I'm gonna give y'all a transparent
Tanisha.
Moment. I'm gonna give y'all a transparent moment.
Okay.
And this is why I say it's so important to really understand why a father figure is needed in the home.
Come on, talk about it.
You know, when I was little. You know, my father figure that was in the house, even though, and I wouldn't even go deep to tell what was going on in the house, but I do know I used to get whippings, and the whippings that I used to get were not just, you know, paps. It was like really extensive because I got beat with extension cords. Mm-hmm. I got beat with sometimes whatever was able to be picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't nowhere near to what the children's behavior of what I see today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was nowhere near that because I was always into something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was into the church. I was into even
sports,
I was into sports. I was into music. So I was totally occupied, but it was just something why I was getting, you know, and I wouldn't say abused because I'm not even going to use that. But the point is it never made me traumatized. It did make me upset with the person that was chastising me the way
right.
he was.
Yeah.
It
yes.
did make me upset. But one thing I never did coming up as a kid was I was never taught to be emotional about what I wanted. So, because when my mother and my father said no, it was no.
No was no, yeah. right.
It was no. It was just no.
It's no getting in your feelings.
It's no getting in the, it was not, and I was,
right.
was not even allowed to do that. So
right.
it didn't make me, it even like you would think like today, because today's society and the government says, you know, don't chastise your kids.
Yeah.
Put them in the timeout or, you know what I'm saying, or make them go in the corner or, you know what
use
saying.
Use your like, bad
you,
hand.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
right
yeah.
now, the, if you use a stitcher cord today,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
going to be locked up.
You're going to be locked up, man. You're going to be
it's
locked
a different
up.
Time.
But the point is, it didn't make me traumatized.
Yes.
It didn't make me afraid.
And it didn't make him a woman
yeah,
beater because they
didn't,
put
yeah.
all of this stuff
exactly.
on what it'll make you, what it'll
it,
turn you into.
It didn't make me into none of that. So the point is.
Because they still choices that need to be made and taught.
Yeah, exactly. But then I did realize, you know, like, it was, especially at that age, like you said, they were coming, the only thing they knew was the responsibility that they had
yeah,
to take.
Protect,
so having
provide,
the
yeah.
responsibility, then it was a lot of pressure because when young people back then,
yeah.
they didn't have the resources that are allotted to our young people today.
Yes.
Right.
You got resources, you got the phones, you got internet. They didn't have
social
none of that.
Media,
social
yeah.
media. So you got access to so much information and so much help. So imagine not having the information, being young, and having the pressures of dealing with a
your
family.
Peers.
Yeah. So I'm sure the pressure that he had probably was a lot. And he used, you know, probably
mm-hmm.
took that out on, you know, okay, you're going to do what I tell you to do or it's going to be. And I understand it was could have been a lot of pressure. But I really thank God today, like I said, with
yeah.
having that figure around me, it and the figure not allowing me to deal with emotions, what it allowed me to do was actually learn how to face things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what right. the father figure does. It mm-hmm. allows you, you know, to really understand the importance of facing things and not being emotional to run from it. Because yep. when you are emotion, when your emotion takes more prevalent than your ability to your ability to face certain things, then you're gonna want to be understood.
Yes, and you're gonna do, then you're gonna do extreme things to make sure you're understood. And
exactly.
that's why you have so much violence happening right now in relationships, right. domestic
exactly.
violence. I mean,
exactly.
it's really a sword. You know, when it comes to
you got you, Gladys.
People communicating with one another, man and woman, you know.
Right. Did you read what LaSonya said about emotions are taking away responsibility?
Yeah, yeah, we read that.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
oh, that's Ash Ward. Hey, Ash Ward.
We got Aunt Liza on the line. Tanisha Wells, we doing our welcomes. Welcome in, Tanya. Yes.
Mia.
Monroe,
Pastor Mia.
Keisha and Scooter. Pastor Mia,
Tanisha
welcome
Wells.
In. Gladys,
my daughter,
hey,
Gladys.
Baby.
Cedric Clay.
All right,
hey.
Avery Jones,
Kim
welcome
Scott.
In. Y'all just make sure Kemp... Kim Scott, hey girl. Y'all just make sure you share, press
Gladys,
smash
we got
the
you.
Like
she
button.
She wants the shirt. Uh-huh. Gladys is a part of Shift too. So
we
gotta
get her
yeah,
a shirt.
So we're gonna get you a shirt,
we'll
especially
get
when
shirt.
We hit the streets.
We're
oh,
gonna
yeah,
get more. We got
this is what we wanna do. We had a guest on previously, probably it was October.
It was my
October.
Daughter. My daughter.
Yeah, we yes. had a guest on, Cherie. Cherie is such a powerhouse, you guys. And even after we show you this little video clip of something she said that's going to be related to what we're talking about today, we yep. want you to go back and watch that video because that was a very powerful, video
powerful.
About the blended family. But we're going to go ahead and I want to play this little snippet. Pastor mm-hmm. Jay heard it again and he was like, we definitely need to play that tonight. So I'm obedient to the man of God and we're going to go ahead and play that
Amen.
Clip. So if we can get that clip running.
All of this stuff that's happening, I'm so... wow, that people are missing that the enemy's plan is to divide the family. That's why they make it so easy for you to be divorced and on your own. That's how it's so many resources for you to buy a house as a single woman and do this as a single man, because if they can destroy the family dynamic, they take the power from our household. If there's no head of your house, then your house ain't got no roof. And I think if we paid attention a little bit more to what's happening, over even down to the sex toys, these are all things that are promoted to remove the man from the household, to remove that you don't need a man, that you can handle it by yourself. You can feed yourself, satisfy yourself, take care of yourself. But it definitely has a negative connotation that we have to be mindful of so that we are not losing that the family is still top line.
Yep, she nailed it.
The
yes,
family
amen.
Has got to be top
notch.
Notch, top priority,
so,
the whole unit.
So understand this, y'all. When God created us, he created us in his image.
Right.
And amen. Not only did he create us in his image, he created us with a purpose to procreate his purpose amongst the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he created, and to bring that forth, what he did was he created family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he knew he placed the purpose inside of man, and mm-hmm. the woman was the helper of that man.
Amen.
So when the two became one flesh, what they were doing were they were bringing forth God's
mm-hmm.
purpose
right.
for the nation. And that was whatever purpose that was placed inside of him, the woman was to bring that
we
forth.
We ought to help him bring it forth. Mm-hmm.
She
right.
was to bring that forth.
Right.
So what happens is now when the man is taken out of the home, what we do now have is the purpose is taken out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is definitely taken out. And when the purpose is taken out, then what is left?
Nurture.
What is left?
Nurture.
Thank you.
Nurture. Emotions.
Emotions.
Because we as women, we are emotional creatures.
Yes.
God created us this way. So when, like she said, when the man, now y'all hear this, the man is taken from the home, she said it don't have no roof. What happens when the home don't have a roof? You get rained on.
Yes.
All the elements on the outside now have free reign in the house.
Yes.
The family dynamic was created to train mm-hmm. the children in a way they should behave out there.
Yes.
The fathers usually were the ones to teach the young how to be strong and how to be loved. For little girls, the very first time you were ever touched intimately and innocently touch the heart, touch the mind. I'm talking about getting the hugs and all of that stuff supposed to come from her father. Trust me, she is always going to be looking for the first touch, innocent touch that she was supposed to get. That's how we are wired. Yes. We are always going to be looking for that intimate, innocent touch from our father, and then not realizing that it's not going to, if it, the father's not there, it's not going to come from him. We go to someone else to get it, and it's not innocent, but it is an intimate touch.
Yes.
And sometimes it causes us to be violated. Mm-hmm. You hear so many times little girls say that they were violated by someone they probably trusted for an innocent touch. So it's very important for us to put the roof back on the house so that all the elements outside can't get in.
And you can still, to me, have, you can still, of course, have that roof, you know, on the house. It doesn't necessarily mean, because if that father is not in that child's life, we still should have the roof coming from the uncle, the brother, the nephew.
Well, not necessarily.
In that sense,
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
But what we're talking about is the order. God said, God, husband, wife.
But if the husband's not there.
If the husband isn't there, that's why we're saying we need to get him back. But if the husband's not there, then yes, we have to have other male figures
step in the place. That's what I'm saying.
Well, hold on.
Right. And yeah, that's why I said I understood what you were saying.
Let's piggyback on what you're saying.
Yes.
I think that if there is not the husband or the father there, I think the roof should not just be uncle. It should, I believe that roof should be God.
Should be God, right.
It should be God.
Because
again,
he's the father to the fatherless, the husband to the husbandless,
And I really believe that's where, and because I'm, for some reason, just lately has just been a high level of counseling for these young, for men lately. I've been talking to men. Pretty much just for the when I told my wife we was going to start our church here, it was just like it was automatic. Like so many calls started coming in, kept coming in. And just lately we've been dealing with a lot of men who have truly been dealing with their emotions. And I'm really understanding that. Okay, well,
because men are sometimes put in a situation where if they sow their emotions, they're going to be looked at as weak. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with showing your emotions. It's the action behind your emotions. And when men don't have an outlet to where they can call you, like Pastor Jay, speak to you, go get some help. Like women, we're not afraid to go out and say, okay, we need help. Maybe we need to get on medication. Maybe we need to. A lot of men are afraid to do those things because they felt like they're going to be looked at as a coward or weak. So then instead of getting a hold of their emotions, then they get aggressive. And then that creates a really toxic and volatile relationship, and then negative things, you know, fall after that. So.
Aunt Liza, look at the scripture.
I just did. We are on the same page. So Aunt Liza put on here Mark 3:27. So I had to look it up.
Yeah.
And no, I'm sorry. Is
Matthew 12:29.
Oh. No, she put Mark 3:27.
3:27. Okay, that's the one Matthew. I saw. Let me do the first one.
These are the gospels.
Now listen, this is amazing. It says no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Aunt Liza, you better do that.
Amen.
You know, okay, so let me.
He will spoil.
Okay, so can I break it down?
Break it down, sister. Break it down.
Okay,
you gonna break it?
No, go ahead. I'll let you do it.
Okay, because one of us gonna have to break it.
One of us have to break it down.
Okay, so I'm gonna try.
Go, girl.
Listen, Holy Spirit, help me now. No man can enter into a strong man's house. There is nobody that can come into your house when that strong man in there and spoil the goods.
Yep.
And spoil his goods. Who is his goods? His wife and his children.
That's right.
No man can come. Just anybody can walk up in your house when that husband is in the house. Except he first bind the strong man. He got to first capture this dude. He has to first get this guy to a place where he feels bound, hopeless, helpless, and sometimes even gone. And then that's when he'll be able to spoil his house. If the man is in the house, you can't get in and spoil his stuff.
That's right.
But if he's not in the house,
then it opens the door to all kinds of things.
And not only will he come into the house, It says he will do, he has a mission. The mission is to spoil that man goods.
Destroy and conquer.
He's coming in to spoil some stuff.
We got a special guest that tuned in with us this week, baby.
Okay, talk to me.
Ted McLeod.
Teddy! That's my brother, y'all. Yes.
Nice.
One thing I know, because let's it's very important that we understand the whole structure and the order of how things were set up.
There is an order.
There is an order. And when we really go back to the order, and I think that's really where a lot of us go wrong.
Come on.
Because what we do is we take away what God's will for our will and what we believe.
Mm-hmm. What
we would believe that will work for us.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we exclude the order that God put in place that mm-hmm. will work for everybody.
And exactly. You heard what he said. It will work for
everybody.
Not against.
It works for your good.
Yes.
It works. This is an order that works.
Uh-huh.
And most people, I hear them say it all the time. Well, just because it worked for you don't mean it'll work for me. Because our household is different. No.
Have you tried?
There has been a model that God, you know, like when you go, there is an instruction manual.
Yes.
Like my wife shows me this all the time. Like when I put things together, we buy out of store. I buy like a cabinet or something like that, I may skip a step
because
I think it's still going to hold up.
Because that's natural for men.
That's right. Natural.
They're like, I don't need that screw.
Yes. It's still tight. Yes. And my wife was like, that's why they put the instructions in here so that you can follow the step-by-step way to put it together.
Because they know a man like yourself is going to try to ignore some steps.
Yes. I'm like, baby,
they made instructions because of men.
It's here for a reason. So I'm going back to saying that there is a manual that has been put together for us to follow step by step.
Come on.
And just because you are, and it's no, like I said, it's nothing against single women, but it's nothing against you at all. But do understand that just because you are a strong single woman,
right,
that does not mean that you are in the order of how God set the order in line.
You can be a real strong neck, but you can never be a head.
You can never be a head. So and this happens. Let's deal with the real ordeal of the whole thing. Because most of the times we do get with people without getting the data, without getting the information.
Right.
Yep. So sometimes I got some family members now that are dating. And because it's going good in the beginning. Just because it goes good in the beginning does not mean you have enough information on the one that you're dating.
Uh-huh.
So because sometimes we get in the good stage and then sometimes causes a lifelong adjustment that we got to readjust to because of this very good 2 month, 3 month, 2 week stage.
Because we're looking at it from a lusting standpoint.
Yes.
Not the structure standpoint.
Yeah.
Everybody looking for the good. We get along real good.
We get along, you know what I'm saying?
Our vibe is so good.
So it happens. So we're not ignoring that it does not happen.
Yeah.
But again, like I said,
it happened to us all.
But that's why it says, you know, that he created it. It's better for you to marry than to burn. And let's just keep it honest. So rather than to give yourself because you are in a real vulnerable or whatever state that you're in, that you give yourself to somebody, but you may be giving yourself to somebody who's truly not deserving your purpose.
That's
not your purpose.
Because we're not looking for purpose.
Yeah, we're not looking for purpose. We're looking for emotion.
We're looking for
goals.
So I guess even when you're saying that, Pastor Jay, even when you are a strong single woman, you still yourself have to have the morals that you're looking for a man that's going to help you with provide that foundation to your current house. Who's going to come in there and Look
for that for sure. Give but at that. The same time, we go in sometimes only looking for a man that can be a daddy to our kids or a man that can be the roof to our house. But are we looking for our purpose in that man?
Oh, wow.
Are we looking for that man to already have purpose? He already got
to
have
purpose. He has to have it. But see, I believe all of us have purpose. I believe God has placed purpose in us all. Because he would not make something that is purposeless.
No, I understand.
But at the same time, I don't feel like that all of us operate in the purpose God created.
But what I'm saying is, like, if a man is in a place where he has a great relationship with the Father.
Come on.
That is what I'm looking for.
Yes.
Because if he has a great relationship with the Father, when we get to know each other, we gathering data.
Come on.
I got my relationship with the Father. He got his relationship with the Father. And we're going to come together and we're going to build this house, but it's going to be in the order of the Father.
You better
That's
talk.
That's my point.
Come
That's
on
what I'm
now,
trying to say.
To real?
The order Hold on. Of the Father.
You passing around the orphan plate.
Come on, we about to close this thing out.
She just preached a sermon.
The order of the Father. Let's go back.
That's what I'm
okay,
saying.
Let's
Come on.
Let's go back to some of these comments, y'all.
Love that.
There's people are putting, let's go back to some of these comments, y'all, because some of these comments are great. Excellent.
That's what I'm saying.
So men need to show emotion or empathy, not be emotional.
Amen.
That's right, Lasagna.
Yes, yes.
So and then, yes, that a real man is going to stand his ground. Mind provoking said, women more estrogen, just get
than testosterone.
Than testosterone.
Men more testosterone than estrogen.
Yes.
She says, at the end of the day, both genders have both, just one more than another. Therefore, teaching both genders how to balance by still capturing the emotional aspect of the human being is more conducive than turning off levels already instilled. #GenderBias.
#Hashtag.
Amen. Yes.
A lot of men are emasculated by society and women and other men, and then they surrender their power and position.
Yep.
That's the enemy.
That's why you have a lot of young boys having a lot of feminism, you know, and a lot of the girls taking on the masculine role. And this all has a lot to do with how social media is accepting things like, you can be this and you can be that.
Right.
In reality, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not how the Father says it's supposed to be. And that's what we got to get back in these schools.
That's right. And you know what? At the end of the day, when you think about the fact that you just said something, that's out of order.
Yep.
When you're out of order, the only in the spiritual aspect of things, because remember, we're not battling with flesh and blood.
That's right.
When you're in the kingdom, when you're a child of God, we know we're not battling with our five senses, our sight, our touch, taste, feel, and smell. We're not battling with that. We're battling with a spiritual issue. Anything that's out of order is not God's thing.
That's right. It's not.
It's not his thing.
Eliza said, a strong neck was designed to support a strong head.
That's right.
Amen, ain't Liza.
That's right.
What happened? But see, though they're two different roles, check this out. Even though they were two different roles, the pressure of even a stronger head on a stronger neck will put too much pressure and maybe even suffocate the neck.
Yes.
The same thing vice versa. If the head is a soft head on top of this strong neck, how do you think this head that is soft will maintain its level of his level of hardness that the head is designed to be on this strong neck? It may not even balance itself on the neck, because guess what? It's like a balloon sitting on top of something.
Yep.
It may waver. It may not. It
may not. The way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may not stay in its place.
Balloon head.
So each.
Yes.
So both.
Bobble
so
head. Both. He's talking about a bobble head.
Yes. It may not. So both heads have to be strong.
Yep.
Both necks have to be strong.
Yep.
But they still sit in their place.
Yes.
In their. Come on.
The
sit
woman
in your
is
place.
The neck. Yes. The man has to be the head.
Yes.
They gotta
exactly.
Sit. They got
to
align.
The lie that has been told to us is one has to be weak and one has to be strong.
No,
but
they both have to catapult one another.
Yes. Strong, that's right.
They both have to catapult one another into one. You can't, like you said, it'll be a bobblehead.
You'd be waving like that.
We got a lot. You know, we need to have. Don't get me started. Now I'm gonna be like, we're gonna have to have the bobblehead dating website. bobblehead.com. You got a lot of people running around here like this. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You wonder why. But you know what that comes from? Like, go ask your mama. Let your mama do it. Go ahead and talk to your mama about that. And all you doing is just waving
making,
like that.
Making no decision.
Amen. Why? Now because the neck is stronger than the head.
So bobblehead.com would be for women who really don't want a strong man. They
exactly.
Just have,
hello.
When the ones that have to accentuate their independence and their strength. It's okay to be a strong woman with a strong head.
Yes.
It is okay.
There's nothing like you having a strong
have a
man
head.
To put a woman who thinks she know it all in
the
her place.
The wobblehead.
It's called balance.
And we like that.
Right. But here's this. My wife don't even know she said something powerful today. The point is, being a strong head does not mean that you lord or you rule over the neck.
Absolutely not.
What it means is you direct that neck into position.
Come on.
Neck into position.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because the thing is, like I said, if there's too much weight on the neck, the neck will
die. She got to be strong.
So it'll be a little pressure on the neck, and this may cause a little pain.
A pinch.
It may be a little pain. You may have a pinched nerve from the too strong of a head.
You know what that pinched nerve look like? You get on my nerve. That's that pinched nerve chick. Your neck too soft. Honey. We need a strong neck.
You need a strong head. And the head's position is only to be a resource from the source, of that head.
Exactly.
And that's how you a strong head is functioning on top of that neck.
We're talking about order.
Yes, by definitely getting his source from God. And that is so important as a head. That's how you gain your strength, through the knowledge and the wisdom.
And that head has your strength because he has his information coming from the guard in his mind.
Exactly.
It all starts here. So if your mind is strong, you're not weak and you're not emotional.
Come on, that's what a strong head is. You took it right out of my mouth.
Come on.
Yes. Get it from the source so you can be my resource as my husband. Yes. I'm getting it from you, baby, so we all live.
Exactly.
So mind-provoking said, most women frown on a soft dude while being taught not to be with a thug-hard man. It's a circle of confusion because
most are attracted
to nonchalant, non-empathetic men due to the narrative of how a man is supposed to act, look, and
be. Today we changing that.
True.
Today we are changing that.
Yep.
If you on this line, you gonna hear this. It is okay to be with a strong man, but what a strong man is what?
That's
too
right.
Real? What is a strong man?
A strong man
the
is...
The one that's a strong head?
That's right.
I'm asking you. What did you just say?
I said a strong man has a foundation of the Father.
The foundation, come on.
That starts within his mind because he has that emotional connection with God already.
Yeah.
So when you have him with that emotional connection, you got your emotional connection with God, and y'all come together to build that house. It's gonna start off with gathering data.
Come on,
nobody's jumping in the
come
sheets.
On. Mm-hmm. Come
we
on,
we jumping in scripture.
Come on,
let's talk
come
about
on.
We jumping
how
in scripture.
About
we talking
there?
About
how
we
about
talking
the
about
sheets
hey,
of that
what,
word.
What we got going on? We going to church.
Come on,
that's how you build it.
Yeah.
Come on,
I think relationships should start off like, hey, what church you go to? Who's your circle?
Yeah.
You know, learning more about that stuff instead of saying, let's go do this, let's go do that. Let's talk about some scripture. Let's talk about some word.
We jumping
things got to change.
Like
things got to
like
change.
Yeah.
How we connect on a dating level has to be more than just on the surface. We have to get deeper, and we have to just put it on the table.
Yeah. 'Cause
so many people, they want to cover up who they really are. No,
yes.
I want to see who you are. Put it out there.
Debbie Walker, what you say? Drop your comment. I don't know why I keep looking at your name, Debbie, but I know you have something to say.
Lasagna said all of these different sayings, such as you're 18, you can do what you want, or you don't have to get married to raise children, are said to creation a mild chaos, to fester confusion,
amen,
and eventually destruction to our people.
Hey,
exactly.
Yeah, she right. Can I read that one more time?
Mm-hmm. Read it one more time.
Can I read it one more time?
I
because I really like what she just said. All of these different sayings, such as you 18 and you can do what you want, or you don't have to get married to raise kids, are said to create a mild chaos, to fester confusion, and eventually destruction to our people.
Amen.
And you are right. Destruction is coming to our people because of such sins as this. When they 18, they still need guidance from a parent.
And they can't pay no bills and they ain't got no job.
Come on.
That's number one. So who provide for you? That father giving you that foundation and that mother and that structure.
Yeah.
So 18 is just a number in my book.
Yes. We really want, and the whole, like I said, this purpose and this platform, we never get on this platform to bash people.
Of course.
But our job is to really just keep it 100.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Keep it a book. That's right.
Keep it a book. And sometimes the truth may have to, the truth comes with a little pinch and it may come with a little scratch or something like that.
A spoonful of sugar, make the medicine go down.
But we also back it up with love because we say everything we say, it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
And I believe everybody in this platform, everybody, Too Real, my wife, we come from this.
Yeah.
So we are able to give the information because not only
because we all together have hit everything we've talked about has affected all of us in some way.
And not even just the three of us, but our viewers.
Our viewers.
We love the comments from our viewers because we all learn from each other. Regina Roy, welcome in to Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. Mama Pearly has said a couple of things I want to say.
Yeah, Mama Pearly said.
Mama Pearly says both need to be equally yoked and know their position.
That's right, Mama P.
You got to know your position. And then she went a little further to tell us about the position. She said, the head have to be on straight to hold the neck in place.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. And for those who feel like they don't need the neck, just imagine a man with a head on his shoulder. He going to be looking like this.
He going to be like an astronaut.
He
going
to be looking like this. Be like, bam, bam. He going to be like...
I don't want none of that.
No, because the neck helps you turn. With ease. That's what we do. We add ease to your life.
Yep.
But we need the head.
But understand too, y'all, I want to say this real quick. Why it's so important that I could tell like especially from a lot of men that I do counsel, I could tell when there was not a father, you know, in their lives because one thing they do when it comes to their relationships, they put the blame on the woman.
It's that woman you gave.
Like Adam said, God is the woman you gave me.
It's this woman you gave me.
But the thing is, they what they want the woman to do is to really understand their emotions. But the thing is, you can't make the relationship about your emotions when you don't get your information and your direction of being the head from God.
Amen.
Because if you make it about your emotions, then it's not about God at all.
No, it's not.
Because when you make it about God, then you make it about your purpose.
And when you make it about God, everything is so black and white.
Yes.
Like,
It's a lot
easy.
More clear.
Everything is just easy.
Yeah. All those gray lines. Yeah.
From
and all,
raising children, from just any kind of relationship that you deal with.
Yeah.
If you get it from God's purpose, you're like, okay, so we can sit down like two adults and figure it out with no confrontation, no issues.
He's a great mediator. Yeah, God is a great problem solver because if he feels some one way and you feel another way, then you say, okay, the tiebreaker is what the words say. Now listen, we have Mia. Mia Williams,
she says,
that's deep, y'all. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Pastor Mia, listen.
She said,
hold on, before you say with Mia. Mia, I need some that, we be in Atlanta next week. So,
I'm finna say a deep word.
Okay,
let's do it.
From Pastor Mia. She says, I'm actually in therapy for this. The muscles in my neck are not strong enough to carry my head, which causes me to be in pain constantly. This was brought on by an accident. Putting this in the context of what you all are saying, women, don't let the pain of your past cause you to not operate in every gift God put in you because you hold back to prevent from hurting. Strengthen your gifts because each of them support and hold up your head.
Come on.
I knew it was going to be a strong word.
Yes.
Because each one of them hold up your head.
Amen. Yes.
That's why I said you got to really understand the importance of who the head is, even when there is not a father figure around. Mm-hmm. You know, so women is so important. Like Mia said, I will piggyback on what you said. If you are this strong woman, you know what I'm saying? A sanctified wife will sanctify her husband.
Oh, yeah.
So the point is, the gift that's inside of you can actually help somebody that head, else.
Yep.
Help that head get the strength. Now you got the bobblehead on top of your neck. If you're doing this, you can actually strengthen that head by just what God placed inside of you.
Yeah.
Because that goes to kind of what I was getting ready to say. What happens is most men, because they want the women to really understand their emotions, they don't understand the emotions that are inside of a woman. And if you nurture the emotions that is inside of the woman, it would really help you as the head.
Those emotions.
It would help you as the head.
True.
But because we ignore the emotions that's inside of the woman, emotions and to cater to mine.
Focus on
you, but that's not how you put the emotion in place. That's not how you erase the emotion.
The emotions and the head has his. That's right. Y'all both have to work it out.
Yes.
So to but nurture you gotta those emotions.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. You got to arrest the emotions.
Come on.
Because if the emotions are not arrested, then they're all over the place.
Yes, right.
And what we're doing is we're arguing each other's emotions. But we're not coming together for purpose.
Or with a solution with purpose.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome tactic used to, like Cherie said in the video, divide the family.
Yep.
They have everything now.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, that's all they're doing.
But we have to be wise. God says if you want wisdom, ask for it. He's giving it out liberally. It's free. That wisdom is free. We have to get that wisdom so we won't listen to they.
But that's why we have this platform. Yes. That we're doing right now to get that word out, which is important. We have to.
And it was something else you said, and I totally forgot. But
so remember this, y'all. Remember this. It is so important. It is so important, women, that you do not change who you are.
Amen.
I was talking to my cousin today, and he sent me this song, and the song happened to be about a man and the struggles of a man and how hard it is to be a man in this society. Mm-hmm. And the song was talking about this, and he was like, more women need to hear this song because they need to understand what the man goes through, because a man got to deal with this. And I said to him, I said, well, why is it that women always have to understand what a man goes through, but the man never understand by him just not being in the place that it takes the woman through the very thing that she was not built to take.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
She was only built to be a helper. She was not built to be an emotional carrier for the man.
For him, because she has her own.
Because she comes with her own level.
Yes.
She comes with her own
level.
The
man is the lead. She's following his lead.
Yeah.
And she's taking those emotions, but she's handling her own because she know God has him and he's already handling everybody's emotions.
Yeah. And trust me, whatever's in the head will trickle down.
Exactly. Yep. And the thing is, we never really want... I said to him, I said, if we truly understand who God made us to be,
amen.
If we understand that he made us to be kings
and queens,
he made us to be kings. He made us to be the head. You can't be the head and you're in your emotions, because a lot of times the problem comes with because of things that we've never been able to face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the issues come.
Issues you can't.
And the issues come not because we have to do responsibilities that we were created to do, like provide. Yes.
Exactly.
You find some men that complain about having to do that, but this is who you are as a man.
That's how God created you.
A protector.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the order. That's the order.
You are the roof. Yes. So what happens to the roof? Yes. The roof takes the damage.
The roof takes a beating coming on it.
Exactly.
It got rain coming on it. You got tree limbs falling on it.
Yeah.
But that roof still stays standing.
And every now and again, you might need to get a shingle replaced.
Do you understand that? The roof takes the beating to protect from what's inside the house.
Amen.
So you are taking the beating to be the protector of the beating not going inside of that house.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I do want to say this, and this is I'm just going to say it. At the same time, we have mothers who are raising their sons.
Thank you, Tasha. My baby. Sorry.
Hi, Tasha.
That's okay, baby. I'm used to it.
So come on, Lady Free.
You have a lot of mothers who are raising their sons and daughters, but we're talking about fathers in the home, out of their emotions and out of their frustration and out of their anger. And then you also have women. There's some good men out there, women. Now you know which ones you are. that come into the relationship with great intentions to be there to be a good head and to help, but the women are so emotionally damaged because we can't just say the men are not. We need our daddies and the men not there because of what the men are doing only. Amen. Because a man is a human being. It ain't but so much anybody can take. Your cup mm-hmm. will run over. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows how much their cup can take. My whole mm-hmm. thing is for those women who know that you have someone good, take care of them.
Amen.
Don't be so combative. Be more understanding. Ask mm-hmm. God to show you how to mm-hmm. love him correctly, how to help him correctly. Mm-hmm. And like for the mothers that I was saying, you have some mothers who's raising their children and they're a little frustrated because the weight is heavy because there is no man there.
And they're doing it all by themselves.
And some of them that yes. that were with men and not saying that they ran them off. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying that the man is not there for whatever reason, and they're raising their children. They're tired. They're frustrated. They're irritated. They have to work, and they don't have time to spend to nurture their children, and then they have mm-hmm. to nurture and discipline. So it's a lot. So for those mothers, my prayer is that God would give you the strength that you need so mm-hmm. that you will be able to take care of those children so that our children will stop growing up having to build coping mechanisms to cope with the absence of not just the father, but now the mother, because she has to work mm-hmm. so much. And that's true.
That's true what you're saying, Lady Free. But remember this, and I can't. I don't want to make light of it. But the thing is, we really got to be honest with it.
Yep.
Because again, when you go to back to scripture, it never says what a person has to deal with. Nope. A lot of things that people doesn't. Went through in the Bible, why? Because of their own level of disbelief. Mm-hmm. Or their own level of disobedience,
yep.
or their own level of what they did not believe God was going to do when he showed them time and time again.
What are we referring to?
No, listen, I'm going somewhere. Right. So when it comes to the structure of the family, a lot of times what we don't do is we make decisions. We make decisions from our level of where we are, but not really understanding that no matter what a man goes through, I don't care what he goes through. I don't care if he went through abuse. I don't care if he went through the dad not being there. There's still a level of what he's held accountable for when exactly. it comes to that family.
Yep.
So we can't say, okay, I'm not saying not build him up, and I'm not saying not build him up, or I'm not saying not, you know, encourage him.
I'm talking about for the ones that are purposely tearing them down.
No, I understand that. But again, but now remember this. Now, what God gave the man or Adam the information to do what? To nurture what was in that woman. So the thing is, if men don't, so like I said, a lot of our people perish. Why? Because of lack of knowledge.
Right.
So we don't really understand that what we need to be as the man, because again, when it comes to men, we are the catalyst and we are the start for where everything else goes.
Okay.
So a lot of times it gets to the teardown when you have to not deal when a as a woman, you got to deal with not only being a helper, but now you got to take on other responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You got to take on responsibilities for my shortcomings or my inadequacies or my, so is if the buildup doesn't come from necessarily, cause sometimes a woman's push, and it could be a level of you really trying to build him up, but sometimes your push could even be alarming or offensive to him mm-hmm. if he's still not in position yep. or if he's still not where he needs to be
yep.
when it comes to really understanding his yep. place.
Yep.
So,
I agree.
So if you're pushing him more than he's ready to be pushed, then it's still going to be effective. Yes. So, and then when you're dealing with an emotional man, that push, I mean, it's still going to be a level of why you say, I don't think you should do it that way. I don't think you, because again, it's not about the purpose. So again, I'm saying all that to say is like, we really gotta get, it is so important that we get the information about, and not even the information from the person, but the information from God.
Amen.
Because if we don't, if we move, and God said, because it, what it says, in all thy ways, that even means in my selection with the people that I get with.
Yeah.
And all of my, in all of our ways, yeah. acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Because we can get with somebody who won't even accept our push.
Uh-oh.
We can get with somebody who won't even accept the encouragement.
Uh-oh.
We can get with somebody who don't even understand the help that we are.
And that's the power of prayer. So that's the good thing about how God looks out for his people that are serving him. He gonna move things and he gonna make it happen where he gonna move that out of your way.
Right.
And put somebody in there that can help you build that, that foundation. Will. Yes.
And see, and I got what you're saying, and I appreciate that because that was some good stuff. I think what a thought that came to me in the midst of everything was, but remember the very, very first thing that God did. He did not structure the family first. He said he gave Adam a job to do. And he knew that Adam being a man needed help. So I'm not saying that men shouldn't be responsible for the family. But what I'm saying is, like I said before, yeah, he's a roof, but every now and again, he got to get a shingle replaced. The roof might have a leak. That roof is a human. And we who are out there who, and you know who I'm talking to, who are out there who are constantly tearing the man down or feeling like that because she's emotional and some of that emotion don't even have to do with relationships. It comes from childhood.
But I feel like the man still, if he has that structure and that relationship with God, he can't really be torn down.
Yes, that's he can.
He can be torn down. I get what you're saying to a point.
But we're talking about reality. Reality is that some men leave the home not because they want to. Reality is some men leave the home because they just can't take it no more. I guess I should have said it like that.
I get what you're saying now.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying. Well, understand this. Understand this. Remember, just like piggyback.
But it's still emotions.
But when God, before God even
created. But it's reality.
Before God even created people, what he did was he created purpose.
Amen.
Let me explain what I mean. When he created the heavens and the earth, he created that first. He created the responsibility first. Mm-hmm. Before he even put fish in the sea, he created the sea.
Yeah.
So the purpose was there. So what he did was now created the fish. Yes. Now go fulfill the purpose.
Yes.
Understood.
Go fulfill the purpose.
I'm not giving him an out. I'm just saying it is some, that purpose there are some, is still
you're,
there.
You're right
but
on
there
that.
Are situations where, and all I'm saying is in those situations,
I think, Lady Free, what you're saying is there are situations where there are men who are there who have a relationship with God, but the woman in the household can destroy that foundation and make that man weak. Right?
Well, where you're going to that degree.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, I guess because and you're talking from a male's perspective and you're saying, and you're taking responsibility and accountability for men, and that's awesome. But when as we were talking, I was thinking, wait, and this just was my thought, a real talk. I was thinking, wait, but it's not just the men who don't want to be there that we should be talking to
as
well. It's
the
ones that want to be there but are pushed away or can't take it anymore because that can happen. What I'm saying to those people are be mindful. If you have someone who really want to be there
in the household that want to help you build that foundation.
Yeah, allow them to be the roof.
Now I see.
But see, that still goes, and I hear what you're saying, but that still goes
along. First of all, can I say this? Y'all, we have our first stars. We've never gotten stars before. Natasha Jenkins gave us our first stars, and then Gladys backed it up with 20 stars. So we got 70 stars.
Yes,
so for some people, that's nothing. But for us, we got 70 stars, and 7 is a good number.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the whole purpose of what I'm saying is sometimes even, and I hate what you're saying, babe. But
hey, Doris.
But remember this. But remember this. Like I said, sometimes we take on a weight that does not belong to us. So sometimes we may, and not even just a weight, we take on a project because the weight can become a project.
Right,
and
right.
God, sometimes, you know, there are some people that God created to take on that project, and there are some people that God didn't create to take on that project.
Right.
So what I'm saying is some projects we get ourselves into without knowing if that is our purpose.
Right.
So we get in situations that we were not even built to take on, and then now we're stressed out because we're in a situation that we never consulted God about in the first place.
So what you're saying, Pastor
J, I'm a screw and you're using me as a hammer.
What you're saying is,
exactly.
Had that man not been in that situation where he is now being pushed out, maybe that should have been something he evaluated from the very beginning.
Come on,
my
sis.
Point exactly.
I love this.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
Guess
what? I love it when
he
a plan
be
comes together.
Out.
Exactly.
Right. Had he not true evaluated yes his purpose and, in the very
and
beginning.
And had he
right
not done what okay you said and
yes
in all
yes
things
my
go
point
to
yes
God first.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So
now
what we have to
together
do. Yeah. So that's yes what we have to. So my yes wife, said
it's
she's a nail and I'm using her as a hammer.
No, a screwdriver. A screwdriver.
Yeah, a screwdriver.
And
no
I'm, and I'm mad because you're using me as a screwdriver, but I allowed myself to be put in your hand.
You lie, right. Exactly.
Yep.
You
that's
never consulted God
yeah
in the first place.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing was, it was about purpose. And
yep
because we don't really understand yeah who we supposed to help.
Come
yeah
on.
And what purpose we're
and
supposed
we just
to help
jump
bring
into
to
the
life.
Relationship.
Yeah. We just jump into
yep
the relationship.
Because somebody had a pow, cacao, cow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or a paper, paper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Come
exactly
on, we got to look past the kapows and the papays, and yeah, we got to hey get it to purpose.
No, no, thank you, Lasagna.
Right. Sonya
right
gave us 50 more stars,
yay
y'all. We rising up.
There
we rising
come
up
on, keep them coming.
So listen, this is the whole thing. We all know that everybody needs their dad.
Yes.
Dads are very important. So we have to make sure that in our choosing, and even if we have some now that may not be ideal, God can take care of that.
Yep.
But we have to make sure that we keep roofs on our houses. Society today is making it okay, but they don't understand what we just found out today.
Yes.
That
yes
we need them.
Family
it's not just
is
we
important
want them.
Family,
family
is
the
important
family unit was
yes
created on purpose.
Yes.
And never get with a in the relationship because it fulfills your emotion.
Yes.
Never.
Ooh,
or for convenience. Or
yeah
let me get a relationship because it can save
yes
me some money. Or we can split the bills. Or we can
that,
do.
That is one thing we
let,
can't do.
No, we can't do
we
that.
Come can't
on.
Get into
that
a relationship
work
because it fulfills
because
our emotion.
Because that's not the purpose.
But
that's not
it
the
helps to fulfill or bring forth our mm purpose.
Amen.
That is the main reason. And we can understand the two when there is a head that's missing. And the head does not have to be the father. The head
yes
is the father. The
uh-huh
father.
Amen. Yes.
To understand
yes
your purpose and who is the help to
yep
help fulfill your purpose.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
I
why
got a,
the daddy is needed.
I got a verse that came. It's the word, y'all. It's the word.
What's the word?
The word is. It says, but each person is tempted, drawn away.
That's right, Gladys.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me read it right. It says, each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and entice,
amen,
or lust and entice. Mm-hmm. When you enter that lust, it's you're gonna get drawn away.
When you're into lust, it's the bus.
Yeah,
that's
read,
the way it
works.
Lust,
you gotta
the
read
bus
my daughter's
come on.
You gotta read Gladys. Gladys said, being in the wrong relationship or marriage with the wrong person,
amen,
can kill your destiny, can
ooh
kill your purpose,
ooh,
yep,
can kill you all in all, because when you're staying in a situation that you do not belong in, it kills you. It kills your purpose. It kills your drive. It kills your motivation. That's likely the analogy Pops used about God created everything with a purpose. If God created a fish to go into the water and to warm water or sea water, you take that sea fish and you put it in fresh water. It dies. It does not adapt, but
amen
it dies. And so that's what happens when you are involved with the wrong people in the wrong water, and we die.
That's
right
right. Come on. If
salt
it's supposed
water
to be in
fish
salt water, put it in the
but
salt.
But the good
put
thing
it
about man is we can always, God can always pull us up out where we
yeah,
are
yeah, yeah,
and get us back.
Yeah.
Yes. But
after we own the sea dormant.
Yes. Yes. After we flipping it.
We flipping and flopping. Then he says, okay, I
yes
got you. I
yes
got you.
Yes.
But why we got to flip and flop first, though? Why
that's
can't
true
we just hear these things and say, you know what?
Hear the
I'm
word
going to apply the word.
Yes.
So that I can live my best life,
right,
and I don't have
amen
to be flipping and flopping on the side, and God have to, because even if when God does take us and protect us and put us back in that environment,
amen,
it takes some adjusting.
Yeah, it takes
to
time
to
yeah
be
you
in a healthy environment
back
again.
That's true.
It's
yes
like we have to be wise
yes
and stop listening to the way social media and culture,
yes,
worldly
yes
culture, is telling us
yes
how to live when they didn't purpose us.
No, they didn't.
They didn't create us with the purpose we have. And some of us don't even know what our purpose is. And you got to get that from the Father.
So listen, y'all, man, I told y'all, that's why we had to jump right in, because we going, this hour goes by fast. But listen,
too fast.
But listen, first of all, let's take a little moment out. I dare never to go on this show and not be thankful, first of all, to God,
to help create
this platform for us. Yes. And our desire is pretty much to not even gain likes, because we get more solace when somebody come back and say, hey, you helped save our marriage by looking at your podcast.
Yes. One person.
And we've been getting this a lot lately. We've been getting calls of people saying, man, your podcast restored my marriage. Your podcast changed my perspective in relationships. Now I don't look at relationships the way I did. And we get more solace in that.
Amazing.
So first, we want to thank God. Amen. Second, man, we want to thank these guys here, man. Marcus Sacred and Quincy,
Sacred Stone Studios
here in Houston, Texas, man.
Yeah.
There they go. Studios. Sacred Stone Media, y'all. Y'all look them up, man. They gonna help. They helping me drop my first single next month, y'all.
Yes.
So y'all be looking out for my singles coming out. It's called Praise Him. I promise you, you will be blessed by this. It's a little bump, y'all. I'm from New York.
I'm excited.
Got some New York bump to it, y'all. So be looking for my single.
Next, y'all, man.
Check our website out, y'all. check our website out. And the Lord has been kind of dealing with us, man. We're starting a ministry here in Houston.
Amen.
Allie's going to be working really good with us. God has given us a team. Gladys, man, I'm telling you, man, we're going to take Houston by storm.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to take Houston by storm. Man, we thank God for you guys. I promise you, we thank God for those. Yes, He's going to do some great things, man. Yep. And the purpose that He's given us, man, we doing ministry in a whole different way.
Yes.
Yep. And it looks like this. I promise you.
It looks just like this.
Love and fun and
yes, exactly.
You know, exciting. Yes.
All right, y'all. So you know how I do. Our time has come to an end.
Yes.
And we just want to thank everybody who has constantly supported us.
Yes.
Just continue to share. Continue to tell the world about Shift Real Talk.
Listen, and y'all, continue to subscribe tune in. Please do us a favor, y'all. Everybody on here, please go and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes,
we're trying to get the YouTube channel up to 1,000 views.
Okay,
and I need y'all help, man.
We
need to get it up to 1,000 views. Oh, and that's what I wanted to say.
Shift Real Talk, baby, it's time to go.
I know. I'm sorry. I just want to say this. We're working on some sponsors. So we'll be doing commercials. We're working on some sponsors. So we'll talk to you about that.
All right.
All right, cool.
It's time to go. We don't want to.
All right, guys. Let's do our ending.
All right.
Our
so.
Ending.
Woo. Had to ring y'all in. Now I'm playing. So listen.
We was flipping the
plot. We love you. Thank you for joining Shift Real Talk Tuesdays on Shift Real Talk TV, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, same bat.
Listen, wait a minute. Before y'all go, we want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Enjoy your Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We'll probably just put some short reels on next week. We're gonna take a much needed break so that we can come with some new content starting next year.
New year, new platform.
We love you. Until next time.
Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.